A wide range of groups are supporting an effort to protect cherished rivers in Montana. Senator John Tester has introduced the Montana Headwaters Legacy Act, which would nearly double the river miles in the state protected as wild and scenic. The effort stretches back more than a decade and includes support from businesses, tribes, and Sibanye-Stillwater Mining Company, which operates in the state and is one of the largest platinum and palladium producers in the world. Gallatin County Commissioner Scott McFarland says his county's economy relies heavily on natural resources.
People come here to recreate around our rivers, and they expect to be able to have the pristine West here. It's part of what they see a value in visiting here, and it's also a reason people want to live here and invest here. It's the reason that companies are able to recruit employees here.
The act would protect 385 miles and 20 segments of river, including parts of the Yellowstone, Madison, and Gallatin. McFarland says the agriculture industry has expressed concerns about water rights. However, the legislation includes language that protects existing water rights, which also is the case with the original Wild and Scenic Rivers Law. Marcy Dye owns Sylvan Peak Mountain Shop in Red Lodge. Her mom was instrumental in protecting part of East Rosebud Creek as wild and scenic in 2018. Dye says Red Lodge, like other Montana communities, has a resort tax that's greatly benefited the town, especially as popularity for outdoor recreation shot up in the past year.
The resort tax revenues are up significantly, which is going to impact our infrastructure funds and our parks funds. And we're implementing a new swimming pool with resort tax funds. So, you know, visitation does have its benefits. It's a big happy circle eventually.
McFarland says protections are important because people in Gallatin County understand they're stewards of a resource that passes through state after state on its way to the Gulf of Mexico.
We have the town of Three Forks in our county, and the Three Forks is where these three headwaters rivers of the Missouri meet. And we kind of feel a responsibility that this is our river. We got to enjoy it, but it's also our responsibility to take care of it.
Support for this reporting was provided by the Pew Charitable Trust. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.